This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
One of my guys, man, Anthony Sane, man, I found him on Twitter a few years back, man. Great follow. Host of the Anthony Sane Show. And look, so the bio says the underground king, the UGK of Memphis sports media. And you'll like this, Jesse. You'll like this. He says he's the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter. You know what I mean? And I don't know if we talked about it, but we big time wrestling over here on this show. Big time.
Well, you know, Memphis is one of the pillars of professional wrestling. Absolutely. I don't know a lot of people know that, but everybody came through Memphis. Before there was NXT, there was Memphis wrestling. Yeah. And that was the breeding ground for the stars. You know, the guys who were the up-and-coming guys in WWE that would come through Memphis to run a stint. And Jerry Lawler pretty much was the guy that was in charge of getting guys ready and all those type of things. So, like I said, Memphis is definitely a wrestling city, man. And we throw wrestling into some of everything that we do, even with the grindhouse, the grit and grind stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we had one night, we had four or five wrestling nights in one season. So Memphis is just a wrestling city, man.
My co-host D-Lo, he has the most wrestling knowledge I've ever seen. And my cousin Ace in New York, I used to always think he did. Yeah. He got knowledge. But D-Lo he's an encyclopedia about wrestling. And we've talked about this. I promise you we're going to talk basketball soon, guys. Don't worry about it. But I got a wrestling guy on here. I got to talk to him. We've talked about this in the last 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And we're like, man, we kind of out, bro. Like, I don't like what they're doing right now. I'm not a fan. I don't think Cody can carry the company like they're trying to.
Facts.
And
facts. He's a heel, man. Like, everything about him is heel, but they're making him be baby. And it's he needs to be. And it's crazy because I know we're talking. This is what we do.
You good.
But yeah, if you really think about the whole thing with Cody, right, it's kind of like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. How Kobe's dad was an NBA player, but Kobe emulated Michael Jordan instead of trying to be like his dad. Cody Rhodes, his dad is the legendary Dustin Rhodes, but he emulates Ric Flair. Like, everything about him is Ric Flair, bro. If he ever went heel, he would be an incredible heel. But him as a babyface has a lid on it to me, and I don't think he'll ever get past it.
But I think
his best run is when he goes heel.
So the guys Jesse and D-Lo, I don't think Cody got it. I don't think he has it. Like I see him as. And I have this joke about KO too. I'm like, KO, he cool, but like this, we talking about carrying the company. And I said, I think Cody's more a KO than he is a Roman.
Yeah.
But they say the same thing.
That's a brother with a list, man. I'm pulling for him. I just don't see it, bro. I don't see it.
But they say the same thing you say. They say, number one, they think he can carry it right now, but they say, let him turn heel, and then you're going to see the best Cody. And I'm like.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Like, all right, but I don't know, man. I don't know if they have. They got Punk, obviously. Roman is this de facto baby face type deal. I don't know. I'm not really feeling that. I like the tribal chief. I like that version of Roman. But I don't know if they got somebody that can carry. You know who? He's not ready yet, but they might have to force him into the action. I think he's got everything you need. Because to me, you got to be able to get on that mic and talk that talk too. I think maybe in a year or so, Jacob Fatu, Sacramento's own. I think Fatu got it.
He's pretty good, man. I'm gonna tell you, as a black man who grew up, you know, watching Memphis wrestling and just, you know, rooting for any black guy that came along. They got two dudes coming up in the lower ranks, man, who I don't see how the WWE could fumble these two dudes, but yeah. I know it's coming.
Well, they kind of already fumbled Carmelo.
Obafemi. Yeah, exactly. With him. Like, yeah. I see him, like, all right, I'm concerned about these two dudes, but yeah. Trick Williams and Obafemi, man.
I like Trick. I'm not familiar with other. I don't really watch much
NXT.
Look
up Obafemi, but he's kind of got like a M'Baku type gimmick.
Okay.
What he does.
Okay.
I don't want to scare you away because he ain't got a bone in his nose. Like, he ain't like they ain't doing like that with him. But he's like like this guy who has like African. He says he has African roots and
okay.
He calls himself an African king, and he has the accent. I think the accent is fake, though. I don't think the accent is real.
Okay,
but he's just like a big ass African black dude. And yeah. He's pretty good, it's not like an Ahmed Johnson. It's kind of hard. You got to see it.
Yeah, bro. That's the street saying he the truth. He the truth. I'm gonna tap in. Trick is the truth too. But like they messed up Carmelo already, man. They gonna have to.
Yeah,
I don't know how they messed that up because he the truth. He the truth, but
exactly.
Yeah, we could talk wrestling all day. And then, like I said, if D-Lo was here, we'd definitely be talking wrestling all day. But I wanted to holler at you for a number of different reasons. Number one, just this basketball season is going up right now with the playoffs and some of the series. We'll get into that. But
yeah.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Memphis Grizzlies and what's going on with them. Because number one, when Jenkins was fired, one of the things that I do when I hear news and stuff like that, you hear from the Nationals and stuff like that, but being in this business, I've realized by hearing some of the things people say about the Kings, when I cover them every day, it's like, nah, y'all way off. Like, y'all don't know the context of what's going on.
Yeah.
When Taylor Jenkins got fired, first thing I did, I tapped in with you. I tapped in to Memphis Radio. I was like, what's really going on? And it was almost a consensus. I think it might have been you who I heard it from. It was like, yeah, it's about time. this should happen. It's like, well, y'all got like 2 weeks left in the season, but everybody was like, nah, this should have happened. So what kind of went down with that whole thing with Taylor Jenkins?
Well, man, the Grizzlies have had a very tumultuous past 2 or 3 years, right? You had a team who number 2 seed in the West. This is the same year that you lost Steven Adams for the year. You lost Brandon Clark. You had the whole Ja Fine in the West comments. You had the Shannon Sharp getting into it with Ja's dad fight thing. All these things happened. This crazy season where the number 2 seed. We ended up getting put out by the Lakers in the first round. And then going into that offseason, you go get a Marcus Smart added to the team. You lose Dylan Brooks. You lose Tyus Jones. You go get Marcus Smart, and you go into the season. This is also the year that Ja had the suspensions, right, where he was suspended for the 8 games, and he got in trouble during the offseason. And you knew you were going into the season with 25 games short of John Morant, right? So you go into this season, everybody gets hurt, and you really can't fire anybody. You don't really know what Taylor Jenkins is at that point because you have this year that's, you know, it's nothing where you lose everybody. And then, you know, Ja gets – he's including Ja being hurt for the year, right? He being injured for the year. So Grizzlies general manager Zach Kleiman, he goes out and he finds who's the current Grizzlies coach now, Tuomas Iasalo, or Isalo, however you want to pronounce it. And he finds him, and he basically does a stealth hiring of his next head coach. He hires him Taylor Jenkins kind of – Zach Kleiman fires Taylor Jenkins' whole coaching staff, says, hey, go hire another staff. Taylor Jenkins hires his staff, and then Zach Kleiman comes in, and he hires his future coach and Tuomas Iasalo to be the lead assistant. But that wasn't a Taylor Jenkins hire. Now, I'll ask you, and I'll ask anybody who's watching, if my boss allows me to hire a team, then he hires another guy that's the head of my team, that pretty much tells me that I'm probably on the hot seat or I'm not that guy. So throughout the season, there was a lot of tension, a lot of animosity, a lot of pettiness between Coach Jenkins and the front office. And it was as clear as day. One of the number one things, something I spotted very early in the season, was how we were using Zach Edey. How they were using Zach Edey, totally different than the way that Zach Kleiman was proclaiming he would be used when he was drafted on draft night. Zach Edey was giddy about the Zach Edey hiring, drafting, and how he wanted to use him, how he wanted to zag, other teams were zigging, and all these different things about Zach Edey, how teams are going to have to adapt to us, et cetera. And it just wasn't happening on the court. And it just made me pose the question, is this just two men in power being petty towards each other, right? And it ended up, you know, some of those things start coming out. And some of those things start coming out in the media that was one of the main points, that it seems like Taylor Jenkins was using Zach Edey in a way to infuriate Grizzlies GM, Zach Kleiman. So the timing was super odd, and it was crazy because you put an interim head coach in a situation where you're setting them up to fail. And it's a lot different than the other interim situations, because with the Grizzlies, when we fired our coach, a lot of it had to do with the style of play. Like, the GM didn't like the style of play. John Morant didn't seem to like the style of play that was having him having one of his worst statistical seasons he's had in his career. Having him off the ball, all these type of things. When you guys let go of your coach, right, and Doug Christie came and took over, Doug Christie was able to pretty much do the stuff you guys had been doing on both sides of the ball. He wasn't asked to come in and do something different.
Right.
But the Grizzlies clearly had schematic issues on the team.
Yeah.
And Coach Isolo you can't expect him to come in and re-implement a new offense and new defense in 9 games or whatever. So he just basically came in like a true substitute coach. Guys, do what you know. Let's take some of the goofy stuff out, like not setting screens, which is part of the new Taylor Jenkins offense we had. For some reason, these guys got into the lab and said, hey, this is not set screens at all. And we just drafted a 7'3" screening machine. But this is not set screens at all. I don't know if you know that or not. But the original offense we were gonna that we were running in the beginning of the season involved zero screening, like none. And
that's
John
crazy.
Morant had the lowest statistical points ever. This is a guy who ate when he had Steven Adams as his big man, right? So, like I said, it put Coach Isolo in a weird situation. But if you do your research.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just kind of look at him. Look at what he's done overseas. Look at his philosophy when it comes down to coaching. I'm a fan of what the potential he can have. Pace is something he's big about. Screen setting is something he's big about. Point of attack defense, multiple defenders on the court at one time is something he's big about. And I'm excited to what he can possibly do with a clean slate, you know, training camp, all these type of things, being able to implement his own offense and defense. I'm looking forward to all those things here in Memphis. But it's crazy. I should have said this before we started. We did this back in 2020. the last time me and you had me, last time I came on your show was 2020, right after the pandemic, right when things were, I want to say it was right after the bubble, right, right after the playoffs. And we had this conversation. And we were two teams that were on the come up. And here we are 5 years later. We had our come up, and now it seems like we got to build back up again.
Man. That's the NBA.
Hey, look at us. Look at us, man.
It seems like that's the NBA, man. That's how things go in the NBA, man. Jerry Reynolds, longtime just ambassador, coach, GM, everything in the Sacramento Kings, he always has the phrase that one of our co-hosts talks about. He says, if you have a five-year plan in the NBA, then you don't have a plan. Like, that's not how that's not how it works. So one of the questions, and I think I know the answer after just hearing you speak a little bit, but one of the questions that a lot of people have here in Sacramento is we are, some people are kind of big game. They think the Kings should be big game hunting, and they should be hunting for a point guard. And Ja Morant's name has come up because some people think, you know, he might be on the trading block. He might be available. I'll ask you, you're close to it, boots on the ground. Do you think Ja Morant is available for the right price to leave?
No, not at all. First of all, I don't think there's a right price for Ja. I think if the Grizzlies were to trade Ja Morant, there's no way they can do that deal and get equal value. I think we would end up giving him away at a very bad number. Or very, when I say number, I mean what's just basically what's coming back in the trade. Memphis is a small market, and not just a small market, probably the smallest, one of the smallest markets in the NBA. And Ja Morant, regardless of the injuries, regardless of the off-the-court stuff, regardless of all these things you can say negatively about him, he's still a mega massive draw in the NBA. And for a small market team, those type of guys don't come around often, bro. You know what I mean? And you know that. I mean, you guys are relatively a small market in the NBA as well. So those type of guys just don't come around. You're talking about a guy who – can still drop a shoe and it sells out in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Who can go to on a road game and there's a crowd of people waiting to see him after the game to get an interview. A guy who can get in front of a microphone and drop a line that goes viral. Like all these type of things, the highlights, the marketability, the viral videos on Twitter, and how all these things are what come with Ja. And I think that for a city like Memphis, I think that Zach Kleiman as well as the owner Robert Parrott understand the value of a guy like that. I don't think that's something that you trade for a Jalen Suggs. Or, you know what I mean? That's not something you just – those type of guys don't come around often, man.
Right.
And I just think that – like, I liken it to a situation in Portland where Portland was never going to win anybody's championship with Damian Lillard as your best player and building around him. That was never going to happen, right? But Portland kept Damian Lillard probably well past the time they need to keep him just because Damian Lillard kept that city relevant. He kept that organization relevant. They could fill up an arena with Damian Lillard on that team. It's the same type of thing with Ja Morant. Regardless of basketball, how he affects the wins and losses, a guy like that on your team that keeps your organization relevant, it's not somebody you just, you know, just trade away, you know, for whatever.
Anthony Sane, host of the Anthony Sane Show. He's talking to us about basketball, Memphis right now, and everything that's going on there. And I agree with you. Like, we live in the same type of place where I'm a big believer of the Dame Lillard comp was great. Even if it is maybe time, like in your heart, you know, it's probably time basketball wise to move on. Man, you ride that thing till the wheels fall off because.
But you don't know another thing too, though, man. I'll say this too, and it's so crazy, bro. We live in this microwave timeline of the NBA where I think me and you are about the same age. I'm 45. I think you're somewhere close.
Turn 42 in a month, so yeah.
Exactly. I thought you were in your 40s for sure. Yeah. All right, so we grew up watching the Utah Jazz. I'm gonna use them as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utah Jazz didn't win anybody's championship, bro. But Stockton and Malone were a duo for my entire childhood. It seems like they were together, right? Even into my adulthood. Like they were together for like 17 years. Never won anybody's championship, right? You tell me somebody in Utah that would rather have this crap they're doing now, like tanking for whoever, over having a team that never won anything. It was a really good team for a long time.
Right.
And the thing I'm trying to say is, we look at a guy, you look at a guy like Ja Morant, or you look at a guy like whoever, bro. I can't even think of another example off the top of my head.
I mean, I think, but it's like Trey Young, Giannis. I think Giannis is on that level too because of Milwaukee.
We look at guys that are like 25, 26 years old, and we're talking about, I'll give you a better example, the Boston Celtics, right? they were trying to break that team up every year for the last 5 or 6 years before they ultimately won the championship. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about dudes that were 22, 23, 24, 25 years old, talking about what they haven't been able to do, and it's the time to break this team up. Right. And I remember watching Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen not being good enough to come out of the East until mm-hmm. they were like 27, 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And like the way that we think guys is like need to be broken up or getting rid of or moved off of, we're just not nearly as patient with these guys as we used to be, man. And we're about to see this Oklahoma City team do something that historically hadn't happened in a long time. Yeah. And that's a team that's this young with a core that's this young win a championship. But that's clearly not the norm.
Yeah.
But we want to break these guys up and move off of them when they're 24, 25 years old. And I think it's insane. I've always thought that's absolutely crazy.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. I'm a big Pat Riley fan. I like Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. I like the way he goes about business. And one of the things I always remember when LeBron was about to leave Miami and he had the I think it was the end of season press conference, and he was just like, and he saw the writing on the wall. He knew LeBron was going to leave and all this other stuff. And I'll never forget Pat Riley said, like, you can't win every year. And just because it gets difficult and you didn't win doesn't mean you just quit and try to find something better. Like, and I believe that. I believe that's – you said it perfectly. Utah, you know, that was a decade of Stockton Malone. They didn't win, but you don't just give up on it and say, oh, it's time to move on. And I think that happens a lot in all these sports, football, basketball, and baseball, where if you don't get it done in 2 years, you got to start looking for what's next or moving on, and that's players and
organizations. But just imagine if Boston bought into that crap. Like, if Boston was like, you know what, I don't think the Jays get along. Let's break this up. Mm. We never won a championship, man, and they won it in dominant fashion. They looked incredible. And the only thing that's really breaking them up is – you know, the aprons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
the aprons about to break everybody up.
The aprons is crazy. Now, I was once, I'm not going to be fake on here. I was, because our producer Jesse's a big Celtics fan. And I was one that said, I'm not sure about Tatum and Brown after about 3 years that I'm not getting it done. I thought they shared the same space on the floor and it was too much taking turns. Like, nobody was really like taking command of that team.
So did Jordan and Pip, though, bro.
Jordan, it was Jordan. Right, it was sometimes it's Tatum, sometimes it's Brown, and you know, it's really Brown's team. But Tatum is they figured it out. But one of the things I thought was an issue, and this sounds like hate because I really like his game, I really do like his game and what his approach is. I thought you had to get Marcus Smart out of there because Marcus Smart thought it was his team, and it was like, well,
yeah,
all right, Marcus, I know you got that personality, you're that leader, what I get that, but.
Until, he was a big bro to them. He was there before.
Right. And they needed – big bro probably had to leave for – I think it's Tatum – for Tatum to step up and say, all right, now it's mine. And that's what happened. I think that's what happened. And that's not a knock on
Marcus Smart.
We
don't mention Marcus Smart too much around here, though, but go ahead.
You said what?
Said we don't mention Marcus Smart too much here.
Really?
That was a horrible experiment for us, man. You know, we went out because there's something I have conversations with Grizzly fans about, too, because, like, we really feel the way about Oklahoma City winning the championship. That was Lil Bro, for real. Like, that was Lil Bro team, and they're about to be a dynasty possibly, but until the aprons come for them too.
Yeah.
But it's freaking aprons, man. But anyway, I hear people in our fan base say things like, you know, the Thunder, they went out and they got Isaiah Hartenstein, right? They went out and they got Alex Caruso. When the Grizzlies went out and got Marcus Smart, that's a bigger name and a bigger talent than either one of those guys coming in. You know what I mean? They made the move. They added the vet to the roster, but it just did not work out, bro.
Right.
Whether it was personality-wise, whether it was injuries or psychologically where Marcus Smart was, that whole experiment with us was absolutely terrible. So, yeah. But it's not a knock on him.
No,
I think it's a great player.
It was just
I was pulling for it to work the whole time, but it just did not work here.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation. I'll ask you something else because, like I said, here in Sacramento, we're trying to survive. We don't have a star, a young star, nothing like that. We just lost Fox. We're watching Halliburton do what he does. Like, not sold on Sabonis. Definitely a lot of people are not sold on LaVine. They're trying to, like, man, where can we get somebody that can help us and can give us hope for the future? And there's a question that I want to ask you because I've said, I think you got to move on from this guy if you're Memphis. And that's Triple J. And the money that Triple J may be looking at, and we're jaded. I think he's a good basketball player. I don't think he's worth the 250, maybe 300 he might be getting. I'd move on from Triple J and see what I could get for him. But you're closer to the situation. How important is he to what Memphis is trying to do?
I think that all goes back to the conversation we had a few minutes ago about how we rush these guys and what they're supposed to be, what they're going to be, and make these definitive answers, right? Jaren Jackson Jr. is 25 years old, two-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year. I think four-time All-Defensive Team player, led the Grizzlies in scoring this year. And what planet are we talking about getting rid of that guy? Like, what? Like, why? Like, at 25 years old, that's his resume, right?
Yeah.
Like, on what planet are you? Is that guy not, you know, a good player, right? And but I understand all the criticisms of Jaren. Jaren is a guy who does not rebound the ball well at all. Still, in big moments, has foul issues, right? I think so many things with the Grizzlies go back to legacy issues with this organization. The way he's been used, they've never used Jaren as a screener. Whether that's for a pick and pop or a pick and roll.
No, they didn't believe in screens, I guess.
No screen. That whole thing, that was a this year thing, right? But I'm saying in years past, we never developed any type of Jaren two-man game. And that's something I think Coach Easterlow has to do. But Jaren is still a guy that, at the age he is now, is still a lump of clay, a guy who still has the skills to be an elite-level player. And he's one of those guys now. Even with the guys who weren't eligible for All-NBA teams, I think Jaren came in pretty much 17th place, right? You add in the guys who would have been there outside of injury, you're still talking about a top 20, top 30 player in the league in Jaren Jackson Jr. at 25 years old. He's a guy that he's definitely a max player, a super max player. I've went on several rants about that here in Memphis, how Jaren Jackson Jr. is one of my favorite players in the league. Just a great individual human, just a great human being, great citizen of the city of Memphis. But paying those super max deals are for a very high upper echelon players in the league. And I don't think it's for many bigs in the league, except for the Nikola Jokic of the world. You know, those type of guys are guys who I look at as being a supermax. A supermax guy to me it should also be attached to marketability. I'm big about marketability in the league, man. Can you fill seats? Are people coming to see you on road games? Can you sell a sneaker? Those are the guys to me that are supermax players. It's not for the Rudy Goberts of the world. It's not for Jaren Jackson Jr. It's not for a lot of guys who may be eligible. It's not for Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean? Jaylen Brown, even though he's a Finals MVP, even though he's a great player, I think the Supermax deal is for an elite level of player, unless the Supermax part of it is something that doesn't affect the salary cap, where that's a side money or something like that, right, where it's not affecting the salary cap. So I don't think Jaren should make that type of money. Something I'm going to talk about on my show next week. I'm on vacation right now.
Okay.
But something I'm definitely going to talk about next week is the possibility of Jaren Jackson Jr. This is something I didn't even know exists, man. These NBA nerds find out loopholes in the CBA all the time. Every year is some new rule that they found, some little loophole to stretch out money. I had no clue that you could renegotiate the final year of a contract for a player in the NBA. I had no clue that was a thing. And they said that they did the same thing with Lauri Markkanen, right?
Okay.
But the Grizzlies can, in essence, max out Jaren's last year of his contract if they're able to get under our salary cap. And there are several paths we can go about doing that, right? So I think the likely thing that will happen is you extend Jaren's – is this new to you? You heard this before?
I think that's what the Kings did with Sabonis. So that's how they were able to
– I had never heard of this before.
Sabonis, but, yeah, I think that's how they were able to get him an extension.
The rumor is that the Grizzlies are going to try to extend Jaren's final season of his contract, renegotiate that final year to a higher number. And then give him an extension off of that number.
Yeah.
And I think the advantage to that would be if they're able to do that with Jaren, it allows him to reach free agency again faster, but still get a max deal. You can max him out, and he's back in free agency again before he turns 30, and will be an even more escalated number than if he's extended next season. You get what I'm saying?
So I think
that's something that could be advantageous to him. Definitely something that could help the Grizzlies to not have to worry about him being a supermax player. That's another thing too, man. Hey, I've been on vacation this week, so I ain't been running my mouth, man. I know I'm tearing up your mic over here, man.
Nah, you good, man. You good.
It's one more. People talk about pet peeves and rule changes in the NBA. The 65-game rule is the pettiest, dumbest thing that the NBA has done in a while.
We,
and I'm going to say why. It one thing, it puts guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. in categories they should not be in. Mm. It puts guys like Jalen Williams in. Jalen Williams is a hell of a player.
Yeah.
He's a modern day Scottie Pippen type player. But he's not one of the top 15 players in the league. And that's what you're saying he is if he makes an all NBA team. But what that 65-game rule does is takes away the common sense of a voter. If I'm a voter, if I know a guy's been out a lot, leave it to the voter's discretion whether they want to vote these guys in or not.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make a hard rule where a guy has to play 65 games.
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson Jr. had an ankle injury, came back super early from that injury to try to make that 65-game threshold, and it affected the Grizzlies' season. It affected his play during when he was coming back. And I think the crazy thing is, if you're just going to be real about this, people did not like the way that Joel Embiid was winning awards, including MVP, and playing 50-something games a year.
Mm.
And they did this whole thing to be petty towards him, and it is ugly. And it's hurt guys like Luka Doncic, know what I mean, who I don't think they intended that rule to affect. And it's just making things so dumb, man. Get rid of that. Leave it up to the voters' discretion.
That's a great point by you. I hadn't thought about that, man. Anthony Sam, man, we got to do this more often, big dog.
More, way more often, bro.
Come on. And I appreciate you. I know you was on vacation.
House, man. We ain't got nothing to do, man, but talk. Come on, man.
I know you was on vacation, man, so I appreciate you tapping in on the vacay, man.
It's all good. I'm feeling good, man. My show goes 5 days a week starting Monday, June 2nd.
There we go.
Check it out, man, wherever y'all are, man. Big, big small markets in the building, man.
Yes, indeed.
Memphis Grizzlies, man. Hey, I'm not a king, but I am the underground king.
I see you.
Of Memphis Sports Media, man.
And he's so, the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter. Yes, sir.
Grizzlies. I don't do X, man. I don't even know what X is, man. I don't fool no X's, bro. So it's here and now, man. Twitter.
Anthony, say, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you, big dog. And like I said, we will do this more often, man. I appreciate
you. For sure,
man.
Dog. We got to.
Yes, sir. We'll be
shout
right
out to my boy.
Okay.
Your light skinned co host, man. Hey.
Holding it down. Holding it down, man. Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.